Beis Amafesiv Gimel, Ein Noisnim Kli B'Shabbos Tafsa Ner L'Kabel Shem and Anoitif. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a kli near a candle or a lamp of oil to collect the oil that's dripping out of it. There's a rule that you're not allowed to put a kli to accept muksa, because when it's accepting muksa, it limits the ability to move it from one place to the other. So that is it Rabbanan. It looks as if you're breaking the kli, because now it's not movable. Shabru says that if you put a davar mutter in the kli, put a silver spoon in it, and the oil is dripping into it, then it'll be permitted because you can still move it around. Because halacha is, if you have issa, the heter becomes a bosses before the heter is more choshem than the issa. There's another eight that Mishnah Berurah brings. You should put the kli under the table before Shabbos. The Shabbos, after you finished eating, move away the table. So here's the chiddush. You only the goyrem bit the kli me'achana by taking away the table, and you're not putting a kli there on Shabbos. That's also mutter chiddush. Mutter litim ibayyim. You can't put this kli before Shabbos. Vashem and hanayziv also the stopping men of Shabbos. But the oil that falls into it will be muksa, because oil from a burning candle that was burning in a shmoshes is muksa the whole Shabbos. Ramah says v'asa liga b'ner daylik shutolay yafu b'shinu metatolay. Even though you're allowed to touch muksa, but if you have a candelabra that's hanging from the ceiling and you're not allowed to touch it, they have a concern that by touching it, you're going to move it, since it is something that's dangling. The lashon of the yat is mashmah that the problem of touching it when it's going to move is mitzad the chashash of the oil moving away from the wick, which is a problem of mechaber, not from the fact of moving the muksa. Magad Avram was bothered by this, and he said that we have to say it's talking about a case with the davar mutter, which is on the candelabra, and therefore you just want to take off the davar mutter, which even if it moves the muksa, it's still from minatzad, and it's still us because you can move the oil. So the bottom line is, any muksa that's going to move by you touching it, you're not allowed to touch it directly. If you're touching it indirectly by taking something mutter off it, it would be permitted, but if it's candelabra that has oil in it, you're not allowed to move it under all circumstances, because that could cause the fire to go out or get stronger.